You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Before many temptations, we fail. 我们在很多里面肉体情欲的这个 We are bound by the emotions of this flesh, and we're living from day to day. So individually in our lives, we discover more and more problems. And there's some certain terminology that, you know, computer day, that is bad. We haven't heard them before.
It's not depression.
The term depression is not that popular. Depression, the state of the United States has even set a date for everybody to remember and to recognize as a very important illness.
个人受了很多心灵上健康上的问题.
And individually, in the mind and our spirits, there are a lot of illnesses.
家庭也是这样.
Families are. There are more family problems nowadays than time
has.
It's a lot more scarier than
before.
Church is the same.
If
God's people is this way, then certainly the world is the same way. The enemy used very blatant and obvious sins to harm this world. And the most tricky way that he would come to destroy the house of God, destroy the flesh. So I say this topic that we're talking about is so important.
So you find that the children of God spend a lot of time in counseling.
So you discover that many churches today and within the body of Christ, we spend a lot of energy and time in counseling. I'm not saying that these things are not important. They are very important because the problem exists there.
But
we cannot forget the root of the root of the problem. So we need these messages.
But here from in, 圣经上告诉我们,
and secondly, the scriptures tell us,
他说你不要去欺,
do not deceive yourself.
神是欺瞒不得的,
I cannot be mocked.
我们顺着什么撒种就要收什么,
but you sow what you sow according to is what you will reap.
我顺着情欲撒种要从情欲收败坏之下去,
when you sow according to the flesh you will reap corruption.
所以将来我们这一生所做所行要带到主的面前去交账。
All that you've done, all that you've said, you're going to go bring it before the Lord and settle on it.
我们每一天都在撒种,
every single day we're sowing seed.
每一个decision-making, 每一个决定都是在撒种,
every decision that we made we're sowing a seed.
那保罗说你不要,
Paul says, do not deceive yourself. God cannot be mocked. God cannot be deceived.
You sow according to your
flesh, you will reap corruption.
You
sow according to spirit, you will reap eternal life.
所以他的歌里头提到一张，只写到15节，我们没有时间去读它。First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12 to 15。那里讲到有一天有火要发现。That the scriptures of the day of fire will come and test. All
the majors of this tribe would be examined through fire.
所以我们有没有想过你的future呢？圣经上告诉我们，每一个人都在审判的路上，面对面去迎接神。The
scripture tells us that every single person will stand on the pathway of judgment, and nobody can stand in your place.
For those who are
not hold on to the Lord, confess to the Lord, it's a very tragic
thing.
For those of us who are believers, we have to settle an account with our Lord.
But the thing is that our end is not an eternal
judgment. But we need to settle,
we
still need to settle on the
good.
Some go through the fire, they are entirely consumed. They are merely saved. But some people, as they go through the fire, they remain. And then the Lord says that they will be rewarded. Whether my works can they be tried by fire? This life as I come and presented before God, would it be accepted
going to be rewarded by it.
这个关键就在于我今天怎么过我的生活。
All depends on how I live each day of my life.
怎么享受？
How do I sow?
我怎样做决定？
How do I make up my
mind? 我怎样对我的环境还了反应？
And how do I respond to my environment?
我当你对神的态度是什么？
What is my attitude towards God?
当年我生命的源头跟品质是什么？
What is the source and the quality of my life?
当年是新生命呢，还是我最亚当的生命？
Is it this new life or this life in this old Adam?
通通决定了我们将来的结局。
It will determine our end.
非常非常重要。
It is very important, brothers and sisters.
第三件事情。
And thirdly,
这些圣经为什么重要？
Why is one of these verses so important?
我几年前读圣经的时候，就发现这十个字突然跳出来。
And a few years back, when I was reading scriptures, these 10 words came to me.
不随从肉体，随从圣灵。
Do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit.
我听我姊妹这十个字跳出来的时候，她说里面是这么重要的事情。
These words, as they came to me, they are so important that they impressed me.
他讲到我们整个基督徒生活的一个很重要的原则。
We're talking about the principle of all Christian living.
得胜生活的秘诀。
Secret to victorious life.
你要能够蒙福，享受荣耀的释放，最重要的一个关键。
To be blessed and receive the glorious freedom. This is the critical point.
不光这样。
But not only so.
你知道这句话前面的那句话是什么？
Do you know what's the verse or the words that precede these words?
记不记得？
Do you remember?
你起来背背看。
Memorize.
这节的圣经前面的那句话是什么？是律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，是随从圣灵的自己，对不对？
And the righteousness of the law may be filled in those who do not move the point of the flesh, but according
to the flesh. 前面有一句非常重要的话，就是神在我们身上律法的要求可以成就在我们身上。
Receiving these words is that the righteous requirement of the law may be fulfilled in your life and my life.
你们可能会说，于弟兄，我们现在不是在恩典时代，反正是没有去讲律法。
Many of you say, brother, you are we at the age of the dispensation of grace? Why are we talking about the law?
那保罗在地上碰到最大的仇敌是犹太律法主义，为什么现在跟我们讲律法？
The biggest enemy that Paul is facing in his lifetime are those who hold fast to the doctrines of the law. Why are you talking about the law right now?
弟兄姊妹，我们在基督里不在律法底下。Amen. 是的。
而其实 ，Yes, we are in Christ, and we are not under the law. Amen.
但是圣经上讲的清清楚楚，凡有血气的，没有一个人可以行的，因着行律法被称义。
The scripture says it well that anyone who is in the flesh cannot be justified through the
law. 人不救，人被称义，不是行律法，不是因为行为，是因为神所赐给我们的义。
May it say that it's justified not according to what he's done, but according to the righteousness that God has given us.
完全不靠行为，完全不靠律法，是的。
And not according to works, not according to the law. Yes, that is true.
那是指着我们得救。
That's pointing to our salvation.
那是指着基督的救恩临到我们，没有一个人是凭着律法。
That points to the salvation of Christ coming to us. Nobody attains it by
the law. 大家记得，并不代表神律法的要求就不在了。
Everybody, please remember, it does not mean that the righteous requirement of the law no longer exists.
现在我们在神人经学，在保罗的那个课程里面，我们都会开，我们会细讲律法的重要。
In our Sunday schools, the time we're going to talk about specific details on the points of the law.
我只给你们神的看三节圣经律法的细节就好了。
I just want you to turn to a few scriptures and look at the nature of the law.
那我们会打出来，第一个律法是好的。
The very first thing is the law is good.
你看经过他解说第一章第八节，我们知道律法原是好的，只要人用的可以。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 8 says that you know that the law is good as long as it's used properly.
至少律法是让叫人知罪。
And at the very minimum, the law is so that we would know what is sin.
换句话说，律法是公平正直的。
The law is like mirror.
我现在如果你这里面说，哎，宝宝啊，你的脸脏死
了。And if I tell you, say, 宝宝啊， for example, your face is very dirty.
他可能不相信。
And you may not believe.
他可能不舒服。
You may feel uncomfortable as you say these words.
他从你笑得那么高兴。
So I'm sorry, my name is Harsh.
第十行，保罗教训讲到你脸上
，Why is looking your face is very dirty？
他心里不高兴
，And he may not feel very，
他也不相信
，He feels that he may not want to believe。
因为他走到厕所里面
，And he walks in the bathroom，
看
，And he looks at himself。 So why did you tell me earlier? Everybody, please remember,
我们得救被称义不是靠律法。
We are justified, we are saved, not by the law.
但是并不代表神的律法就废掉。
It does not mean that the law is done away with.
神主耶稣来不是要废掉律法，要成全律法。
The Lord did not come to do away with the law, but to fulfill the law.
让我们不是死守律法，而是活出律法。
But we do not.Keep the law, but we live out as the law.
请大家记得，我们不是死守勉强去守律法，而是活出律法来。
We are not trying to keep by our own ability to live out the law, the force of the law, but we want to live out the law.
主说，我实在告诉你们，就是天地都废去的，律法的一滴一画都不能废去，而且都要成全。
Verse 18 says, "For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass away."The law, a passage from the law is all fulfilled.
罗马书三章三十一节讲到，他从因信义的道理来，并不是因为要因信废掉律法。保罗说，我们是因信废了律法吗？断乎不是，乃是更坚固律法。
Paul asked in Romans, "Do we do away the law because we have faith? No, but the law is established."
好，那我们现在有一个问题了。
That's when we come to this question.
哇，这个律法到底是什么？是
不是 ？The law is to be fulfilled in me.
那些事情都是从可不可不可不可，然后应该要要要，我怎么做
？All of these 要什么要什么 ？These things you ought to do, do, do. How am I going to do these?
甚至说一些不可杀人、不可什么、不可什么、不可什么，光这些好的啊，要常常使得不住祷告，还是使得神的基督耶稣与圣灵所成的旨意。
Forget about the things that the Lord says you should not do, but rejoice in the Lord always. Pray without ceasing. Are these things that you are not able to do? Are you able to give thanks in all things? We have not. A lot of times we do. Why is it that the AE team messed up the sound system so that my message did not come out yet? How come this morning soon as we wake up? And the fulfillment of the law in our lives is we begin to discover is really, really far from us.
Since 我们这不随时肉体
神随从是你的人生，而是神
the righteous of the law will be fulfilled in us who no longer live according to the flesh but according to the spirit.
今天我们来到我们的主题。
So we come to the theme of what we're talking about.
我今天要讲的是什么？
Now in the message this morning.
今天是什么？
Those are all bringing to what we're
doing. 因为让大家听见这个事情。
You may all understand the importance of this message.
因为怎么样？我们真的需要认识肉体不可能。
But we need to understand this flesh cannot attain to the righteous requirement that God has
for us.
It is not possible that it will remain as it goes through fire when we go see God.
所以从肉体是我们今生这个人受苦。
When we walk according to the flesh, is the primary reason that causes pain and the pain of those who are around us. When we serve according to the flesh, it is the number one reason that brings harm into the house of the church. And the same thing in
family life.
Disharmony, separations, divorces, the families nowadays. And the source is all the same. And we want to come and look at a very important topic. And this topic has something to do with every single one of us, regardless of age.
It
has something to do with every single one of us, regardless of how long we've been saved. And it will impact every single one of us who are serving God's house, regardless of your service. First of all, we need to have first-hand knowledge of the flesh and stuff. So in our mind and our understanding, yes, we can comprehend.
So we can
understand
the
in the original Greek language starts concerning flesh. The same word is translated in four different terms in Chinese. The first one is the physical flesh, the body. The word became flesh. The word said that is born of the soul. Flesh is born of the flesh, that is born of the spirit. The second translation is the word flesh that often occurs in the scripture. And we're going to come back and look at this specific term later on. This is where the English language cannot really match the Chinese language.
Sorry.
Romans 3:20 says all those who suffer the flesh cannot be justified by doing the law.
加开书四章二十节讲说，那时按血气生的逼迫的，那按圣灵生的，限制也是这样。Galatians
4:20 says that that which was born of the flesh is a flesh that which was born of the spirit, and even so it is that.
将以司马懿逼迫以上。Talked
about how Israel was persecuting
us. And
Paul applied that analogy to the principle of today, how the flesh presses that which is born of the spirit.
第四个翻译，就同一个字根，完全是大致同一个字，翻译做情欲。 Lust.
The word, the scripture translates it to lust.
加拉太书5:17，他说情欲与圣灵相争，圣灵与情欲相争。
Galatians 5:14 says that the
flesh wars against the spirit, and the spirit wars against the flesh.
还有一节就是我刚刚用的加拉太书六章八节，凡是顺着血气的，那就是欲受败坏。
Galatians 8, those who are sown according to the flesh will reap corruption.
好，所以现在全部提到这些经文的关键都集中在这个字。
So now we see that all these verses, all these scriptures, all come to this word, sucks, which means the flesh.
好，那你说好，那这些都是四个经文，都是到底什么叫肉体？
So okay, all these four terminology, these explanations, what exactly is the flesh?
有些人认为说主啊，我是个大肉体，什么叫肉体？
Some people would confess, they're saying, they say, Lord, I'm a great flesh.What do you mean when you say this?
不是大很胖叫做大肉体。
Not that the person is
哦，也不是因为像他那么苗条，就他肌肉就少一点，不是的。
Someone is very skinny and they have less flesh.
啊，因为肉体就是讲到旧造生命一切所有的思想行为的表现。
And the flesh is the manifestation of all our thoughts and expressions of the old creation.
所有从旧造老亚当所进行的这个老生命。所有出来的通通都叫肉体。
Everything that comes from this old Adam, everything that is expressed from that life is called flesh.
所以今天记得哈，那就很明显的在肉体的这个所有的 activity 跟表现的里面。
So please remember in all the activities, all the manifestation of flesh.
是不是没有表现出来的？ Even the things that is unseen, 只要从这个源头里面出来，是从我旧生命里面出来的。
The source comes from this old life.
通通都叫肉体。
It's all called
这就是我十年前的新闻发布跟 Hugh Smith 讲的、啊、所以你如果仔细认真去分的话从外面看的话
So I've shared these messages out in China about 2 years ago So if you start to look at things in detail and look at them from the outside
有所谓低档的肉体有所谓高档的肉体
There are those things that is of the flesh that seems somewhat
low grade low quality
lower quality and somewhat higher quality
好我们现在看一点 low grade 的好不好
We'll look at the lower qualities of the flesh
加拉太书第五章
Galatians 5,
第十九节
Verse 19
他说情欲的心都是显而易见的好我们打在黑板上这是黑板的关系这个 project 第五章十九节我们不要念给别人吃我们自己念好看
The words of the flesh are evident.
先看看在你里面有没有一点低档的肉体。
Everybody look at these verses for yourselves and read them for yourselves. See if these things exist in them.
如果有的话，你要上面的警察弄的那个电棒电到你样子。
They do exist. You're gonna be like someone who's been shot by the baton. Probably wanna leave.
然后我们来读，情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、嫉恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、欢宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样的事，必不能承受神的国。当你刚开始读的时候，会觉得很多我没关吗
？As you begin to read these verses, and all these things you don't do it.
越读到后面，你发现越来越怎么搞的这些。
And then you begin to discover when they go, when Paul goes in detail one by one. Some of these things actually are part of one.
甚至也在嫉恨，也在恼怒，哇，好像不理智的。然后结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴，然后最后那也倒是还不是这些。
Intentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, and then all of these things.
这个叫做低档的肉体。
These are the lower qualities of the flesh.
那还有一些高档的肉体。
Qualities of the flesh that is probably a speed
bump. 我也可以解释一下。
You can probably think about them, or
讲不完的，你从外面看的是看不出来的。
你看出来，你经常是没能够 distinguish，
好像有点很刺激。
Some people are very self-confident。
啊，他刺激，他刺激的是因为从外面表现很好啊。
And his outward conduct is very good。
但是你看，我都不会看见你自己。
Look, I do not. It's just How can you be so unspiritual? We don't say how on the outside, but we think it, we feel it, today, during confession, I cry like a baby, how humble I am.
所以刚才夫人说，连我们认罪的眼泪都是我保险。我们以为我们很认罪、很虔
诚。
我们来到聚会里面，觉得哦哟，他们这个
过
去是不属灵的。
We come to this meeting, we say, "Oh, this worship is not very spiritual at all."
哎呀，这弟兄也讲到这个，又退步了。
Brother, you have a decline in the way you speak.
啊，那我先告诉我
啊。I do encourage you.
那就是因为其实很多这一类从肉体里面出来，我们不知道的。
And these manifestations, these things, we don't realize.
失意、自怜、自傲和自卑，这些都是自欺欺人，对不对？其实它是本身已经成
了。Self-righteousness,
自卑
，self-pity.
自怜啊，自己自卑，自卑是自己里面觉得，很多了哈。
But there are many categories.
啊，所以昨天时间讲的很好，对不对？
啊 ，Brother Z said very well last night.
哦，那些会发脾气、唠唠叨叨的，叫做半斤的肉体。
Those who complain a lot, they're
a lot of那种看起来安安静静、闷不吭声的，那叫做八两的肉体。
The ones that are silent but then mumbling inside is the other half.
不是假的，都半斤八两、十斤十两，那表示一口的意思。
Okay, so they're the same. One is 8 ounces, the other one is half a pound. Thank you.
就昨天才讲完祝福，我们在座很多人。不是闷不吭声啊！
哎，他在这说实话 ，all of us we were completely quiet。
因为他接着讲到里面讲了一个水水，说那个河流那些枯木啊，什么东西都是顺着河流往下流，对不对
？And he continued to give an analogy that all those things that are dead in the river continues to flow with the river。
他说什么是往上流的
？So what resists the current？
他问了两三次，你们不是笨就是懒就是肉体吗
？And he asked about two times, nobody responded. You're either stupid or you're on the flesh or Some people, even in the quietness, know this rage going on inside. Anything that is sourced from the old creation,
不管你外面用家教、用你自己自意、用什么东西去装饰它、去修饰它，我跟你说，这种啥种都是顺着
你。No matter how you decorate it, how you dress it up, all these things are sown from the old creation.
刚才我讲的好像很简单，但是这是很重要的 concept。如果这个点我们不过关，我们不容易学成圣。
I know that this is very simple as I speak, but this is a critical point for all of us to understand. Or else, there's no way for us to know how to walk.
我们要快一点啊！还有两节圣经很重要，我们要读一下。
We gotta go through very quickly. There's a couple of important verses on that.
要认识肉体。
The one you know the flesh.
它的本质是败坏、无能，而且与神为敌。
It's corrupt, powerless, and has enmity with God.
我们读罗马书7:18，他说我也知道在我里头是在我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。后半节我曾经说过是基督徒引用圣经排行榜 No. 9。
And the second half of this verse I said that is the most often used verse among, or the second most often used verse among Christians.
最常用的是约翰福音3:16，是男士的。
And the most common is John 3:16。
第二最常用的话就是立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
The second most common is I will do good, but it's not within me to do it.
但是我们弟兄姊妹注意到，保罗不是只写后半段。
All the honest ones and happiness verse.
7-18还有前半段。
And this the first half.
他说我也知道。
He says, for I know.
在我里头。
And in me.
就是在我肉体之中。
And in my flesh.
没有良善。
nothing. 有什么我们是不是知道？
You know that.
如果我们真知道，
you really know that.
我们是不会一直推动后面的那句话的。
And we will not keep using this.
就像你开不开车，我说过，这边说尺度不通，你就不会一直开了。
As you drive, you reach a dead end. It's not just dead end. You will not continue.
因为每次开到这里，我还继续开，我要去找路。
You won't come to the dead end street. You keep going. Look at the way out.
一定会让你知道这边开不过去。
Finally, told you there is no way out.
所以圣经上早就讲
了。The scripture already clearly said it to us.
你可以去立志行善。
You can go and will to do good.
但是结果一定失败。
But the end is you won't fail.
因为前面早就告诉你。
But in the beginning, already told you.
尺度不通。
There's no way out.
在我里头
in me,
就是在我肉体中
that is in my flesh,
没有良善
nothing good
well 你装得再好了
no matter how you present it
别人虚拟当讨好先生
and even somebody with elect you as a great guy
但是那是没有用的
it's useless for God
觉得我尺度不通了
this is what is meant by the
world 我们要能够得胜
so what we're supposed to be the
当时律法的义权就在我们身上
that the righteous requirement of the law may be fulfilled
要我们真正能够成为别人的祝福
that we may be a blessing for those around
脱离肉体，杰斯凯特有一次，他年轻的时候，他住在我房门里面。他有一次回家的时候，他在那边开那个门，门都开不开来。他就跑去他的那个房东那里去
complain。
他说你那个门把应该插点油，你看我都开不开来。
我问the hinge or the handle for all this getting stuck, it can't really turn.
然后那个房东就说，他说给你说买把钥匙。
And the landlord said, what key did you use?
他说这把。
He said this one.
他说你不是没有油的问题，是钥匙用错了。
It's not the problem with the knob, but you used the wrong key.
我忘了带钥匙，我没放钥匙啊，没有放钥匙。
And I forgot to bring my keys to give it to the stranger. Isn't even the key that I had to look at.
你知道这个门锁上钥匙的是同一家公司出的，但是开不同的门。
You know all these keys on the front are all from the same maker, but they open different doors.
只要是这家公司做的锁，你都可以插进去。
And as long as the lock is made by the same company, all the keys will fit.
你会发现很容易就插进去。
So very easily, all these keys will
fit. 你却发现你打不开了。
But you discover that not.
Because
you use the wrong key.
弟兄姊妹，今天要得胜吗？
Princess, do you want to be victorious today?
神让律法的义权就在我们身上。
The righteous requirement of the law may be fulfilled in you.
神说世界上的人羡慕的心神是什么？
But the world with the mind is that I want to be just such.
我立志的就能做出来吗？
I will it, then I should be able to do it.
用对钥匙。
You got to use the right key.
圣经上早就告诉我们。
The scriptures already tell us.
失败的路早就属于人了，是路不通的。
And the failure is already been display to us, there's no way out. And within us, there's nothing good.
I want to get to the top of the world.
When we were in college in Taiwan,
I feel the Fasang is a very good
school. And concerning a business school, it's a very good school.
You know, we're
in
the middle of
the English. And it's actually the college, the university is an area where it gets a lot of rain.
So you put on some sort of one kind of stuff.
And you don't know.All of a sudden, it was start raining.
所以我们这个学校的学生联会就买了很多伞，然后放在图书馆跟一些餐厅的地方，叫做明星伞。
So the student union bought many umbrellas, and they were put it in a strategic location, and they're also they're called conscience umbrellas.
为了给你提供一点方便
，to give you some.
而且他们不仅安心想说良心想一点是给你一点提醒要有良心用这个想
法 They don't call it umbrellas of love they call it umbrellas of conscience so that reminds you when you use it you got to use this in conscience
整排的良心想然后有那种学士就是打开的拿出来然后你用到洗衣站你要还回去
And they are actually situated in a locker you can unlock and take them out But wherever you go you got to put them back in that same locker slot from the building
And we
all everybody there are college students
他是不是受得很好的教育
Everyone is educated
他其实这么好的学校虽然跟我同样的学校
虽
great school, all these people, those are the same school that I went to.
没有几天，梁先生全部不见。
After a few days, when we started the vaccine, all the umbrellas disappeared.
学校怎么报告，怎么发通知，所有的回来就是不见了。
And over our house school announcements, everybody please return these umbrellas, they are gone.
咱们中国高级学府的学员，受过教育，高等教育的都是没有良心的。
All these students who are highly educated are without a conscience.
这个人里面本身出来的东西是没办法的。
The nature within man is something that is good.
连人最基本的爱心的东西都没有办法做出来，不要说是圣洁公义的要求。
Not to say these very fundamental needs requirements of man, but how do we fulfill the righteous requirements of God?
而接下来罗马书第八章第七节到第八节，他说体贴肉体的是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服。而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
Romans 8:7 says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
就是如果你累的话，你这件事情一定要醒过来，好好做。
If you're tired, you fall asleep, you gotta wake up now and be dispersed.
因为这一瞬间到我们会起。真正牺牲一个动力，说我一定要想办法不随时肉体。
And it will give you the motivation, the power to say, I want to live not according to the flesh.
一提到事情最重要的事情是肉体的真实。
It reminds us of the core significance of the nature of the flesh.
我们现在照的就是属实的。
I will not speak concerning an exact order.
我们照的它的严重性。
But according to this, importance.
第一个，它不服神的律法。
And the very first thing that is not subject to the law of God.
属肉体人身上有一个巨大的特点，就是他们不喜欢这个身上有神迹。
Those who are of the flesh, the very first thing that you can see is that they don't want to be restricted or limited.
啊，前几天我跟 David 是跟那个David 当时的那个 ETS Gripping the Saints.
You may spend time studying with David ETS Gripping the Saints by David Dawson.
他说亚当夏娃犯罪最关键的原因就是他们不喜欢 the limitation imposed by God.
And understand that the very reason that caused Adam and Eve to sin against God, they did not want the limitation imposed by God.
他们不喜欢神给他们限制，说你不可以吃这些东西。
They did not want the limitation of the boundary that God set, and said you shall not eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
我想这个实际上讲到的是人类的罪啊。亚当犯的第一个罪是他听了神的话，不遵行神的话。
Adam was wrong. Pay attention to brother Stephen. Stole my mind back. Adam's the very first sin that he committed is that he.Heed the voice of his wife more so than the voice of God.
你知道吗？你该听太太的话，不听太太的话，你是心思不正。
And I would tell you that you ought to listen to your wife, but oftentimes when you don't do that, you are of the flesh.
但是呢，弟兄告诉我们，什么都听太太的话，心里就犯罪，就在犯罪。
But brother reminds us, if you listen to your wife in all things, even to the things that cause you to sin, that is sin.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.